Hey there, I'm Trip Lanier. I'm host of the New Man Podcast, as well as a professional coach. I've been coaching since 2005, worked with a lot of guys all around the world, and we're going to share some of the big ideas and the things that I do with them on a very regular basis. This is essentially what we're going to talk about in this audiobook are the practices and the mindset stuff that we get right to from the very beginning. Let's jump in. Stop settling for the suck. We're going to move quickly. We're going to keep this down and dirty. And if you want to go deeper, just read my book. It's called This Book Will Make You Dangerous, and it's coming out in March 2020. So perhaps you're feeling a pinch in your relationship or your work or your overall life. Maybe you're tired of feeling trapped by your situation. You're in a damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of a place. Maybe you're tired of feeling drained because it seems like your current situation is sucking the life out of you. And maybe you're just tired of feeling bored because it feels like you're just drifting along, wondering what the hell you, quote, should be doing. Or maybe you're just tired of feeling overwhelmed because it feels like no matter what you do, you just can't get ahead. The ideas and practices we're about to discuss are aimed at addressing all of these scenarios down at the root. These ideas and practices are where I start when I'm working with a new coaching client. It doesn't matter who they are. It could be a startup executive, a Navy SEAL, or that guy that lives down the street from you. We always begin by building on these simple, fundamental practices. We start with these practices because they're essential to our ability to bring our best to what really matters. In other words, without doing this stuff, we can basically guarantee ourselves a cramped seat on the train to Suckville. To hell with that. If you're willing to take action, I'm going to help you move from a place of pressure and urgency into spaciousness and confidence. If you're willing to take action, I'm going to help you move from feeling trapped and drained into freedom and aliveness. And if you're willing to take action, I'm going to help you move from bored or overwhelmed into power and peace of mind. Let's dive in. Brain and body come first. It doesn't matter how great things may be in your life, if your brain chemistry and body are in the gutter, then you're never going to enjoy your good fortune. That said, most of us are punishing our brains and bodies when we don't get enough sleep, when we eat like crap, when we overstimulate ourselves and we sit on our ass all day. If we're doing these things, then why would we expect to feel good? All of these poor habits impact our brain chemistry, which impacts our mood. And our mood impacts how we view and experience the world. So if we don't like the experience we're having, then let's first take a look under the hood and make sure we're giving the machine what it needs. And the good news is that we don't need a lot of effort to experience a significant change. Let's start small and build on these basic choices. Train your brain. This is a big one. I've been meditating regularly for about 17 years now. It's like strength training and yoga for that squishy organ between your ears. And here's why. One of the main benefits of practicing mindfulness meditation is that it trains us to recognize when we've been hijacked by our fears and distractions. It trains us to come back to the present moment over and over and over again. And this helps us keep our head out of our ass. 5 minutes a day is a great place to start. Use one of those apps that you can download on your phone, or look inside the ebook for a link to listen to me and Optimize creator Brian Johnson discuss meditation more thoroughly. Let's go to the next one. Get to sleep. No brainer, right? So then do it. There's a huge, massive upside for very little downside. Turn off the screen, get to sleep sooner. If it's difficult to fall asleep, then read a book. It may take some time to retrain your brain to deal with the lack of stimulation. That's fine. Just stick with it. It's way better for you than whatever Netflix show you may be binging. Next up, move frequently. You don't have to become a beefcake gym rat to gain the benefits from movement. Just find ways to walk every day. I love walking. It's one of my favorite activities because I can take a phone call or brainstorm about ideas. Chances are you can find ways to still get things done while also going for a 30-minute walk every day. Next up, challenge your excuses. Now you may be saying, but Trip, you're being an asshole. I don't have enough time. That's fair enough. There may be a ton of demands on your time, but do me a favor. Pull out your phone right now and take a look at your daily screen time analytics. Maybe you do have the time, or maybe you just feel powerless to do anything about it. This brings us to our next topic. Stop playing the victim or villain or rescuer. Drama. Let's talk about it. This conversation we're entering has changed the lives of so many of my clients because drama is a cancer that's eroding the intelligence, creativity, and power of most of the people on this planet. If we want to be more powerful in our professions, if we want our relationships to thrive, if we want to experience greater confidence and spaciousness, then we need to learn how to identify it and stay out of it. Here we go. According to Dr. Stephen Cartman, drama occurs when we enter a dynamic with others or within ourselves to play one of three roles. First up, the victim. This is the part of us that fixates on our excuses. It feels powerless to speak up or make a request or take positive action. The victim always has something or someone to blame for their lack of progress or action. They refuse to take responsibility and believe the solution to their problem is outside of themselves. It's up to their partner or their job or the government or whatever, fill in the blank, to be the one to fix their situation. We're all playing the victim when we hear ourselves say, I have to do XYZ. That's not strong. Next up is the persecutor. This is the part of us that is fixated on pointing fingers, attacking, or finding ways to tear down someone or something that we believe is the problem. Just watch a cable news panel or hang out with your family during the holidays if you want to see this in action. Again, a huge waste of time. And then third, the rescuer. This is the part of us that believes we're completely responsible for others and their well-being. If someone is having a problem, then it's up to the rescuer in us to put on a cape and go save the day. Now, here's why this is all a trap. None of these roles are strong because we can't play just one. In other words, they swap around constantly. A person doesn't want to become the villain, so they become the rescuer. But eventually, they feel resentful and underappreciated because they, quote, have to save the day, and then boom, they're now playing the victim. In their frustration, they say something hurtful and bang, now they're the villain. There's just no way to win. It's a never-ending cycle of suck. On top of that, this dynamic keeps us focused on the problems instead of finding solutions. As long as we're throwing a pity party or pointing fingers or flying around saving the world, we never take a minute to ask one simple, powerful question. What do you want? Yes. What do you want? It's a simple question and it kills drama fast. Why? Because it challenges us to focus on creating solutions instead of wallowing in the problem. Because it challenges us to figure out what we want for ourselves instead of expecting the world to read our minds. Because it challenges us to take responsibility for our happiness, set firm boundaries, and take empowering action. This is why it's essential that we A, learn to identify drama, and B, learn some practical skills to stay out of it. Fortunately, I've created some resources that will allow you to do just that. Look inside the ebook and find the link so you can watch my video on Stephen Cartman's drama triangle, as well as how we can stay out of it. Now that we're beginning to get our head on straight, let's talk about a quick way to create a clear sense of direction and get stuff done. Be on your own team. Here are just a few reasons why many folks hire a coach. Number one, they're tired of feeling rudderless. They may be busy, but they're going in circles. They don't have a clear, strong sense of direction. Number two, they're tired of feeling overwhelmed. No matter what their situation is, they just can't seem to find the time and space to get the important stuff done. And number three, they're tired of feeling stagnant. They're not making progress in their business or some area of their life that's really important. So why is this happening and what can we do about it? In Michael Gerber's business book, The E-Myth, he basically stated that in order for an entrepreneur to avoid turning his business into a trap, he needs to effectively have access to what I would call an internal team of allies. I believe that in order to create the lives and relationships we ultimately want, then we need to have access to these internal allies as well. Let's talk about what they are. First up's the visionary. The visionary in us has an eye on the big picture. He's the one that avoids drama by asking the question, what do I want? This is surprisingly difficult for most of us because we spent most of our lives reacting. We tend to find direction by having our wives or bosses or parents or fears tell us what to do. This means we've lost touch with what I call our inner authority, the part of us that actually takes the lead in our lives. And it makes sense that without a solid visionary, we're going to lack direction. We'll be a ship without a captain, a boat without a rudder. Next up is the manager. He's the one that says, okay, the visionary wants ABC, so given that I value my health and family and we only have X amount of time and Y amount of money, how are we going to get this done? Who can help us? How can we make this easier? Many of us that struggle with overwhelm are suffering because we're constantly trying to carry 6 gallons in a 5-gallon bucket. Without a manager to delegate what to do and when, we tend to push too hard or waste our time and resources on stuff that doesn't align with the vision. We need a strong manager to clarify a plan of action and say no to what isn't essential. Why? Because doing less is often way more effective than trying to do more. Which brings us to the technician or craftsman or soldier. We can call this guy our technician or craftsman or soldier, but the role is essentially the same. This is the internal ally that gets stuff done. We may have an inspiring vision and a brilliant plan of action, but without someone in the trenches to roll up their sleeves and execute, our vision will never become a reality. Now keep in mind, our technician is great at being busy, which is why he needs a solid vision and management to be effective. Otherwise, he can drive himself into the ground or distract himself by constantly fighting fires that don't serve the bigger vision. So, how can we put these internal allies to work? Your personal strategy meeting. Most of us start our day by reacting. We jump into email or immediately pump grease into the squeakiest wheel. But if we want to move the needle on what really matters, then let's slow down and have a very quick, very simple meeting with our internal allies. Here's what I mean. Take 2 minutes, 2 freaking minutes each morning to check in with each team member and answer these very basic questions. For the visionary, what's the big vision? What's the most important thing that I'm addressing? What matters the most? What will give me the greatest satisfaction? For the manager, given my current reality with family or work or fill in the blank, what specific tasks or actions will have the greatest benefit today? What do I need to say no to? And for the technician, what specific actions am I going to do and when will I have them completed? What can I do to ensure that this gets accomplished? Who could help me? And how can I make this easier or more fun or more enjoyable? This simple practice may take some getting used to, but it's at the core of what I do to help guys stay on track and create what they ultimately want in their businesses, relationships, and personal lives. Slowing down enough to answer these questions consistently provides us with a clear sense of direction, what to do, and how to go about doing it, all without having to beat ourselves like a mule with urgency, pressure, or scarcity. And by doing this process consistently, we may find that we experience the deep satisfaction that comes from doing the one or two things that move the needle instead of the 20, quote, busy things that don't. Over time, this builds our sense of confidence and spaciousness. It empowers us to experience greater freedom, aliveness, love, and peace of mind. All right, let's talk about the next steps for you. I hope you'll try some of the ideas in this quick toolkit. And just keep in mind that information isn't the same as implementation. So start slow, experiment with them, and keep whatever works for you. Throw out what does not. Let go of the idea that you need to be perfect. Remember that shit happens, but that doesn't mean we have to throw in the towel. I know that when I begin to feel trapped or drained or stressed, it's usually because I've started to slide into poor personal habits, drama, or reactivity. Creating a structure that encourages me to be consistent is one of the main reasons why I continue to hire coaches and consultants to this day. My clients and I understand that we're at our best when we don't try to go it alone. If you'd like to discuss how coaching can help you level up and create more alignment with your values, then visit triplanier.com and fill out a short questionnaire. I look forward to hearing from you, and I wish you the best.